you, Casey. We're going to take up Senate Bill 219. Senator Cleveland, this permits municipalities to issue a temporary on-sale license during certain large events. Senator Cleveland, welcome to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I would like to present another proposition to you for a license that hopefully will benefit an area, and also the results of the event that goes on in this area benefits the entire state. Is this mic on or is it? Okay, thank you. The Bill 219, if you look at what we are doing with this, I'll start and go through part of it with you. Any municipality may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a convention hall established pursuant to Chapter 952 or 953. Such license shall be issued without regard to the population limitations established pursuant to 35411. In addition, any municipality with a population exceeding 100,000, and this is the new language we've added, or any municipality hosting an annual event attended by 100,000 or more persons may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a sporting event held at a publicly owned sports arena or facility that seats a minimum of 1,000 persons. New language, before a license may be issued in a municipality hosting an annual event, the municipal officer, the municipal finance officer, shall estimate the previous year's attendance at the event and provide the estimate to the governing body of the municipality. The rest of the language is all as is in law, and it says that you can't, I'll go to the last page 2 on line 5. It says no person who holds an operating agreement for a municipal license pursuant to 35414(1) may receive a license pursuant to this section. So it is very limited. Let me go into the reasons that this has been brought before you. Senate Bill 219 has been brought to this body to help a town in western South Dakota finance a tourism event that nearly doubles the population of the state. This annual event, hosted by a municipality of about 6,000 people, during this event has to provide services for about 100 times this population, providing sanitation service, police, fire protection, adequate water supply, and a myriad of others. The city estimates its annual expenses at $1 million and budgets accordingly. To illustrate this, I'll tell you a little bit about the garbage that we do collect in this city. New Year's Eve celebration in Grand Central Station 2000, the Millennium Party, generated 32 tons of garbage for New York City. In Sturgis, 50 tons of garbage is generated in the period in which this event takes place. So they continue to look for ways to finance this event. Now, one way to do this is by sponsorships by national companies. These sponsors make use of national media and give publicity to this event in western South Dakota. The city has been handicapped in obtaining a national sponsorship by a beverage distributor without having an on-sale license, a liquor beverage distributor. So to solve this problem, we found the legislation that was passed last year to provide an additional on-sale license for the city of Sioux Falls based on population. We patterned the needs of Sturgis after this legislation and substituted population attending the event in place of the city's population. And there are safeguards here stating that it must be an annual event, and we are asking for an annual license, and it must be at a sporting event with seating of 1,000. So the entire state benefits from the Sturgis rally directly with guests in their towns or by the increased sales tax that is raised. And if you talk to people along I-90, they'll tell you that the weeks in August when the rally is being held, the people that come through create the probably some of the major months of business for their particular businesses. So I would certainly like to have your support in Senate Bill 219. And I would answer questions or wait till the others, if there are other proponents, and come back.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Additional proponents on Senate Bill 219. Additional proponents. Representative Pummel, welcome back to local government.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. I don't think I can add anything to what Senator Clemens said. I'm here in support of this issue, and I think she explained it to you very well. As you know, I just walked in the door from another committee meeting. It's important to the city of Sturgis that this authority be given. And again, I don't have to mention, tell you the size of this celebration, and again, we pretty near doubled the size of the state of South Dakota during that time. So I would ask your concurrence and approval of this bill.
Thank you, Representative Pummel. Further proponents on Senate Bill 219. Further proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 219? Seeing none, questions of the sponsor? Chairman has a question. Senator, what would the charge be for that license?
The charge, it would be the city, and I would say there would be no charge unless they would issue it to someone else. I'm not sure if they pay the state for the opportunity to issue the license.
Thank you, Senator.
And if you know, I'd like to know.
Additional questions of Senator Cleveland? Representative Hunhoff.
I'm the only person who's never been to Sturgis for the rally.
Oh, we'd like to have you come.
I have a question. So this is an issue of a license to the city of Sturgis.
The city may issue, yes.
To themselves.
Yes.
So that would provide revenue to cover the expenses that the city has in handling this?
Basically, the biggest revenue would be of a sponsorship from a national advertiser who then would advertise as a sponsor of the rally, giving national publicity. And then, in turn, if they would have a facility where they could distribute on-sale product, then that also would be an opportunity to use their name brand for the on-sale product. We talked about why you couldn't do this with an existing business, and, of course, there probably wouldn't be one that could handle this at this time. But the official rally, the coordinator or the manager of the rally is the only one that can issue sponsorships, which would be the city. It's a little complicated, but
Representative Hennies and Representative Roden.
Senator, this bill does not require that the license be issued to the city. However, could be issued to anyone. Is that correct?
The bill would say that a municipality may issue an on-sale license. And they may hold it themselves so
it's either one.
Either one. We would assume they would want to hold it themselves in this particular situation.
Thank you.
Representative Roden.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask for a little latitude. I'm going to leave to go to the Senate Education. So if with your permission, I would like to make a couple comments before I leave.
Granted.
I would just like to say that I co-sponsored this bill, and I would hope that the committee would see fit to support it. If you've been to the Sturgis rally and seen what goes on there and the burden that places on the city, I'm sure that you would more than understand why something like this is necessary to allow them a little latitude. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Roden. Representative Gillespie.
Thank you. Senator, explain something to me here.
I'll try.
I've never been to the Sturgis bike rally. The way this is worded, the language states, or any municipality hosting an annual event attended by 100,000 or more persons may issue an on-sale license to be operated at a sporting event held at a publicly owned sports arena or facility that seats at least 1,000 people.
Right.
That
would be at a racetrack. And that would be the place they would have to hold it at, a place where you have a sporting event. And we think that there is enough seating, but they do bring in an additional bleacher space for that event. And it is limited to the period of time.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank
Senator,
you.
Senator, could that also be the World Federation of Wrestling that comes in also occasionally?
No, unless it would be at the fairgrounds, which is owned by the city. It could not be a privately held area.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Senator. Additional questions? Thank you, Senator.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. May I tell you that I also have visited with the holders of the liquor licenses at Sturgis, and they are not opposed at all because, of course, they have so much business that they
they really feel it is not going to be an endangerment to their business at all. Thank you, Senator. Any additional comments you'd care to make before we close to committee discussion?
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, Senator. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Senator, I think I'm understanding this is the license would be specific to the fairgrounds where the races are held.
Sporting event held by the municipality, okay, yes, a publicly owned.
Now, would it be in a tent or is there some kind of a permanent building or?
This is a covered grandstand at this time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Additional questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. What are the committee's wishes? Representative Lentz.
I would make a motion to pass.
Representative Lentz moves do pass.
Second.
Representative Hargan seconds that motion. Discussion on the motion. Representative Hennies.
Just for whatever it's worth, I'm going to vote no on this too, for the same reason I voted no on the last one. Just want to make my point. I'll probably do different on the floor, but here I want to say that.
Thank you, Representative. And your chairman rarely speaks, but I appreciate the fact that Sturgis is a world-class event, an event that's known around the Midwest, around the country, and around the world. And I appreciate the fact that they are trying to do this to broaden their tax base from the sales tax revenue. I, too, agree with Representative Hennies that we need to take a total look at our liquor license laws, and perhaps we could do that in a summer study. But I think in this place, in this time, I'm going to vote yes and support this bill to my sister county. I represent part of Meade County, and I know their concerns, and that's my comment. Additional comments on the do pass motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll on do pass on Senate Bill 219.
Aye.
Hansen. Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Holbeck. Hunhoff.
No.
Kolchak.
Aye.
Lentz.
Aye.
Marshall.
No.
Roden.
Sigstad.
Aye.
Slaughter. Aye.
Hennies.
No.
Donovan.
Aye. Senate Bill 219 goes to the floor. Do pass.